K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is barreling towards Florida's Gulf Coast as a downgraded but still extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. The rush is on to evacuate. This woman was stocking up in St. Augustine.
Paper towel, water, and canned food boxes, everything. A lot of people is like going crazy buying stuff.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack, Israel's military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachegas in Beirut.
We haven't seen any statement from Hezbollah yet, but these targeted assassinations continue. Israel has managed to essentially decimate the entire leadership of Hezbollah.
The Supreme Court takes up the issue of ghost guns. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The question is whether the government can require certain restrictions for really these self-assembly gun kits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Dobbs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Dobbs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contest. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. Just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is failing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Congressman Mark Pocan stops by for an update on Congress hobbling toward the finish line and a visit from State Assembly Rep Jody Emerson.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the Chief. Wisconsin Chief is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of The Rational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Boy, I almost feel guilty talking about Wisconsin weather when you see what's happening down in Florida this morning. Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5, and they are evacuating. And that's before they really even cleaned up after Hurricane Helene in a lot of the southeast. Welcome in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a Tuesday morning. Our weather just the opposite of what they're experiencing in the south. Gorgeous day on the way today. Although, I will admit, a little cool out there this morning. You might see your breath if you're out walking the dog or taking a stroll. Sunny today, though. 70 are expected high. Sunshine tomorrow, 70. Sunny on Thursday, 75. And by the time we get to Friday, sunny and 81 degrees. I don't see a chance of rain in our forecast until maybe Saturday night. Stu Buck, our ag meteorologist, has weather details in about 15 minutes.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
For a lot of folks in Wisconsin, it's a simple day trip to make an appearance at World Dairy Expo. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. I think sometimes we get spoiled that we can enjoy the granddaddy of the dairy shows with relatively little effort as far as visiting the location. Now imagine traveling halfway around the world to see World Dairy Expo. That's exactly what happened to 35 visitors from Central Asia. Their target, World Dairy Expo, and visiting Wisconsin Farm. Lucas Blaustein is one of the field staff members with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Ag Service. He was ushering the 35 Central Asia farmers around Wisconsin, and that included Daimir Arbadayev. He is a dairy farmer himself in Kazakhstan. I started the conversation with Lucas, asking him to explain some of the targeted areas that those dairy farmers wanted to see.
For the week, we've been visiting all kinds of different dairy operations here in the state with 35 travelers from Central Asia, including Kazakhstan, the Kyrgyz Republic, and Uzbekistan. I'm here right now with a dairy farmer from Kazakhstan, my friend Demir, who has been really impressed by all the technology and the techniques on display here in Wisconsin.
And the goal of the trade mission, you had some very targeted items that you wanted to try to review for them.
You know, Central Asia represents so much opportunity. You're talking about 70 million people today. It's going to be 100 million by the end of this century. And what does that mean? That means a lot of dairy consumers. And they need to be growing their dairy production. So this week we're focused on how can we grow U.S. agriculture with Central Asian agriculture, growing agriculture together. And we're doing that by focusing on feed, animal health, and genetics. You really need all three to have a great dairy. And there are great dairies in Central Asia, and we're happy to be here this week with some of them.
Excellent. Well, Demir, you are one of those representatives of dairy. Tell me about your farm. Where are you at, and what are you doing in the dairy industry?
So we are in the east side of Kazakhstan, which is city Usk-Magorsk, and it's about 1,000 kilometers from our capital. We have about 570 dairy cattle, and also in total, the total amount of cattle is about 2,000. So we right now milk 37 liters per cow, which is, we are in the second place in Kazakhstan on the productivity per cow. So right now we're headed to get to the level of 42 or 45 liters per cow, also increasing our fat from 4.2 to 4.5. And we are heading heading ahead, and we'll see some of the technologies in USA and learn how you get this kind of results.
How big or robust is the dairy industry there?
The dairy industry is increasing right now because of the government is giving subsidies, a lot of subsidies for technologies and robots, for example, 25% or 50% for some of the chemicals like fertilizers and pesticides. So that's a huge opportunity for Kazakhstan to grow because of the I've never seen other countries that has this kind of support from the government.
Is it what do you grow in Kazakhstan then? Tell me a little bit more about that agriculture.
So our crop rotation is about, we have 12 different crops, which is winter wheat, the spring wheat, and the canola, spring canola, and also some of the sunflower, especially sunflower, because the East Kazakhstan is 70% of sunflower grown in East Kazakhstan. So, and some other crops like alfalfa and corn. So that's the major major crop rotation of ours.
Yep. How many dairies are about in Kazakhstan, and are they all about your size, or give me a little idea about the dairy?
The dairy, usually we have small companies, which is 100 dairy cattle or 200. That's the medium size of the dairy farm.
Yeah.
But right now we see a lot of young farmers that pick up with the old generation and want to become a young generation of farmers. So right now I see a lot of people are picking up all the advantages of our subsidies and our government help.
Right. Now, how do you use dairy? Is it all fluid? Do you process it? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we don't process it. We have three factories that we sell it to. Right now, we are getting to, we want to get to the point like 100 tons per day. That's the point where we want to use only our milk because we have one of the best quality milk, which is 100,000 cells.
Yep,
per Samajic cells. So factories actually buy our milk, but we in next 2 years we'll build one of the plants to process milk.
So is most of the milk fluid then for use?
Yeah, it is fluid for use, and we don't pasteurize it yet. But we sell it to the plant, and then all the process is going there.
How is dairy consumption in Kazakhstan? Do consumers use it daily? Is that something else you'd like to work on?
Well, at least we usually we at Kazakhs we eat more meat and drinking more water, but I see that a lot of people are drinking more milk, especially kids. So right now is the number is increasing like every year by 17-18%. So it's a huge amount of milk consumption. We have about 19 million people, and in average each family has about 2.5 kids in the family. So that's our population is growing really fast.
Does the government provide any subsidies to try to get more people to drink milk or consume dairy?
Well, there's no subsidies, but there's a subsidy per milk, per liter. So we have 130 tenge in tenge plus about 10-15% of subsidies for the producer of milk.
Okay, very good. Now, Lucas, he's telling me about the currency in Kazakhstan. Can you give us a rough idea on the value of the milk in Kazakhstan? And again, you're helping to try to find them technology and ways to improve their dairy. Why are we doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's very focused on finding areas of cooperation, areas of market opportunity. We focus at the Foreign Agricultural Service on really four areas. We're spreading market information around. We're working on reducing barriers to trade, putting in place best scientific practices. And we're also focused on finding new markets for U.S. agriculture. And I'm here with this delegation because we're very intent on linking U.S. agriculture to agriculture in Central Asia, getting new opportunities for U.S. genetics into the herd, showing the best practices from U.S. technology that they can use to increase the quality of their milk, the value of their milk. And, you know, it's amazing. My friend here has mentioned so much about their local industry. You know, it's also historic. The Kazakhs are a nomadic people. Livestock is life to them. It's part of their culture. They have so much in common with the steppe, similar to our culture here in the U.S. And that dairy consumption dates back thousands of years. They have this really interesting dairy product called curd. And it's a ball of hard cheese made from cow's milk. And they've been making it for thousands of years. It used to be carried by the warriors on the steppe in a little bag when they would go off to fight their battles. And now you go to the grocery store in Kazakhstan and you can buy it right there. Well, how do you make better quality curd, higher quality curd? You do it with U.S. technology. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to forge those connections to help Kazakhstan continue to grow their dairy production at a very high quality. And you can see and hear from the amazing participants we have here, we've got people that know their industry and they know what they're doing.
So many international guests at last week's World Dairy Expo. That was Lucas Blaustein from USDA's Foreign Ag Service, ushering around 35 Central Asia farmers at World Dairy Expo, including Daimir Arbadayev from Kazakhstan. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Law Forward's General Counsel Jeff Mandel to talk about voting rights and the threat that the MAGA cult poses to our election processes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Western shores of Florida and going to cause all kinds of damage as we make our way through today and tomorrow.
And they hadn't cleaned up in that neck of the woods from Hurricane Helene. That's all kind of staying in that neck of the woods. Nothing even rippling towards Wisconsin, huh?
No, the moisture is going to be wrapped up tight around that system, just not extending this far north. And that's why we're in for more dry days and, of course, more cool days. Let's look towards central and northwest and then even northeast Wisconsin, where that frost advisory in effect today, starting at about Mauston, Adams, Juneau, Monroe County, pushing north, Jackson, Clark, Wood, Portage, up to Wausau, over towards Shawnee, O'Connell County as well, up into Price County, Park Falls, under that frost advisory till 9 a.m. today. I expect another sunny, pretty mild day. Temperatures still on the above normal side. Maybe not spectacular, not as far above as some may like. You know, we're not going to be in the upper 70s or anything, but the upper 60s, that's above normal for most of us, and that's where we'll be today. I expect a slow bit of moderation Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, probably the warmest days of the week, especially in central and eastern Wisconsin, not quite so warm, but Thursday, probably the warm day in northwest Wisconsin, almost 70 or so. That's not hard to tolerate this time of the year, but a cool front does slip through here late this week. Winds will become west and northwest through Friday and Friday night, cooling us off in the weekend. Only the slightest rain chance late Saturday or Saturday night for almost anywhere right now. Just doesn't look to be much of anything. And then we stay a little cooler, a lot more like normal, even as we start into next week. But overall, it really does appear we stay very dry. I'll have more forecast details right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
All righty, Stu, let's talk about our forecast right here in Wisconsin. Starting off a little on the cool side.
A little cool, yeah, that frost advisory till 9 in the central, northwest, and northeast part of the state, but otherwise sunny skies today. And in the north, only in the low 60s, in the south, upper 60s today. Maybe a 70 at La Crosse with the northwest wind about 5. We stay clear overnight, dropping again into the very upper 30s and low 40s with the northwest breeze. Another sunny day for Wednesday. Mid-70s north, more likely closing in on 70 in the south. Winds becoming a bit more easterly, not very strong. Sunny Thursday, we all start warming up. Upper 60s north in the 70s, mid 70s in the south. South winds at 5 p.m. And there could be an 80 in the southern part of the state Friday, but we do cool down for the weekend.
All right. Well, and any moisture anywhere.
Slight chance late Saturday. Keep your fingers crossed. We'll keep an eye on it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist, with your ag weather update. Of course, weather observations always welcome. Our talk text line is open. Scott in West Allis is letting me know that grass is definitely slowing down, not because of the temperatures, but definitely because of the moisture. Our talk text line, 877-301-5600. Farm. That's 877-301-3276. Got a question? An observation? We're talking about birds. If you've got anything to add in, I'm paying attention. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Milton is barreling towards Florida's Gulf Coast as a downgraded but still extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. The rush is on to evacuate. This woman was stocking up in St. Augustine.
Paper towel, water, and canned food boxes, everything. A lot of people is like going crazy buying stuff.
A day after the one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack, Israel's military says it's killed a senior Hezbollah commander in a strike on Beirut. The BBC's Hugo Bachegas in Beirut.
We haven't seen any statement from Hezbollah yet, but these targeted assassinations continue. Israel has managed to essentially decimate the entire leadership of Hezbollah.
The Supreme Court takes up the issue of ghost guns. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The question is whether the government can require certain restrictions for really these self-assembly gun kits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A woman from North Carolina is waiting out the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in central Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has her story.
Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help. But the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm, too.
Don't politicize our disaster because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that lost everything.
I'm Melissa Kay.
A man is in jail after a weekend standoff in Waukesha. Police responded to a domestic incident on Saturday. The man barricaded himself in his home by the time officers arrived. De-escalation efforts failed, so officers used tear gas. The alleged victim and two police officers suffered minor injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A Badger named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tywee Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tywee an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. We're going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in, I mean, he catches 100 balls just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Earl Ingram Jr. joins us at 10:33. Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review at 11, will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 67. Same for Thursday. Sunshine with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Jeez, hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Boy, you folks love your birds. Keep our talk text line rolling. You're sending me all kinds of great updates on the birds that you've been seeing in your backyard or elsewhere. That toll-free number, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke on a Tuesday morning with the Midwest Farm Report. Ryan Brady is on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, a group here in Wisconsin that's about raising awareness about songbirds. He's going to educate us about what we don't know regarding the migratory patterns of birds over Wisconsin and the tragedy when it comes to birds and glass buildings. Stick around for that conversation. So today is the 8th day of October. Let's see. On this day, back in 1871, the Peshtigo Fire began. Far northeast Wisconsin. It took 1,200 lives, caused over $2 million in damage, and destroyed 1.25 million acres of forest. A lot of people haven't heard about it, or it doesn't get the attention that it should, because this is the same day that the Great Chicago Fire started. And that cost 300 people their lives. Let's see. Happy birthdays. Boy, we got a lot of birthdays today. Happy birthday to singer, actor Nick Cannon, 44 years young. Matt Damon turns 54 today. Actress Sigourney Weaver is 75. And Chevy Chase, happy birthday. He turns 81 today. And now you know. Ooh, the dust is literally flying across the state of Wisconsin. It's a Tuesday, and we want to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Remember, that's STEFFES Group.com. Steffes Group, fantastic website where you can find out what's selling for or how much, and you can also start making plans for your own auction. You don't feel comfortable doing that all online? They have got a complete staff ready to assist you. That's 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group along with us. Him and I were just commenting about how quickly the harvest of 2024 is going to be probably concluded at this rate. Ashley, you said over in central Minnesota where you are, same kind of dry weather allowing farmers to really keep clipping along.
Yeah, you know, and the soybeans are sitting at 9 to 10%.
Yeah.
The guys can't get them out of the field fast enough. Soybean harvest is actually wrapping up and guys are dipping into corn. Of course, that's drier than we usually see this time of year. So it's just go, go, go everywhere I travel.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason why, folks, if while you're bouncing around in the truck cab, the semi or the combine, starting to think about, maybe I'm looking to add or upgrade a piece of equipment, or maybe I need to make an end of the year purchase. Now is a good time to kind of keep those things moving forward. And the steffesgroup.com website can help you do that. Ashley, speaking of some equipment, you've got a big sale on a very prominent name in Wisconsin agriculture that you're going to be handling, Larry Jerome, way up in Barron County, a name that many people know in the dairy circle. We were laughing about German shepherds, horses. You're handling some of the equipment from their sale coming up, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The farm equipment's going to get sold. The auction closes on the 22nd of October. It opens up here next week, but you know, just a really nice line of well-taken-care stuff. Several Magnum tractors, some older IH tractors that are in really good shape. We got a Cat Challenger in there. And then if you move on to, you know, just a clean line of John Deere hay tools, I mean, it's just that bread and butter stuff that what we like to sell. It's never a problem. It's take it home and use it type of thing.
They are the high water mark when it comes to the auction industry and agriculture. Go to steffesgroup.com, steffesgroup.com. You might be surprised all the depth of equipment, land, et cetera, that they sell. And if something is of interest to you or you want to talk to them about an auction of your own, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. With commodity prices where they're at, you cannot afford to guess on anything. Helena Agri's got tools available to try to help you find profitability. Steve Bailey is the branch manager in Monroe with Helena Agri, and he says VRT, variable rate technology, could be an answer.
We've made the decision, or we've had this young lady on our team, Steph Weiss. She is our precision gal. She does write VRT recs. If you're a whole farm customer of ours, we can write VRT seeding recs and everything. But we had a meeting last week with the whole entire team and talking about the importance. If you're going to spend the money this year, I would try to get your soil samples done in a VRT fashion. If you've done it in the past, you can utilize that to make sure you're getting the right pounds or allocating the right dollars on the right acres.
Steve Bailey, branch manager in Monroe with Helena Agri. Find a location near you that provides VRT at HelenaAgri.com. So Wisconsin farmers have been capitalizing on the dry weather. As of Sunday across the state of Wisconsin, about 80% of our corn silage had already been chopped off for our cows. 10% of the corn had been harvested for grain. 61% of our soybeans have been combined off. And as far as potatoes are concerned, 86% of the potato harvest has been complete. But a lot of potato producers very concerned about this warm weather and the dry soil. The longevity of those potatoes and storage factors, something that weighs heavy on their minds these days. In overnight electronic trade this morning, markets are feeling a lot of downward pressure. Right now, we're looking at December corn, currently down about 2.5 at 423. November soybeans down 12.5 at 1021.5. December wheat's down about 2 at 590. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 193.25. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged, but double A butter gained 2.5 cents to 271.25. The November class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down a dime today, 20.90 a hundredweight. Now, despite the negative numbers, one dairy economist is optimistic about what's coming up in 2025. Corey Geiger is lead dairy economist with CoBank, and he said there's a lot of indicators that point to 2025 being a pretty decent year for dairy.
A lot of dynamics moving around the market right now. Early in the year, cheese prices were pretty ho-hum, I guess would be. And then cheese exports really picked up. We're on a record pace right now, internationally speaking. Should be the first 1 billion pound cheese export year. It should easily finish out the year for that. Demand started picking up internationally. Supplies got tight, and now domestic demand has been pretty strong, too. So as all that's taken place, and milk production's not been growing either here in the world's second largest dairy export market, the 27 countries, the EU, so prices have been steadily moving up.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist with CoBank, and some optimism about dairy in 2025. Hey, keep your comments coming about the birds you're seeing around the state of Wisconsin. The migratory pattern is hot and heavy over Wisconsin right now, but you may not see those birds. Why? Well, we're going to visit with Ryan Brady from Save Our Songbirds next and find out why the birds fly at night and why glass buildings cause tragedy when it comes to our songbird population. Our talk text line, if you want to tell me about the birds you're seeing, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. We'll be right back.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rehear a challenge to mail-in ballots with missing or inaccurate dates on the merits after dismissing the case on a technicality in September. But it also denied a GOP challenge of counties which notified mail-in voters of a mistake and allowed them to cure their ballots. Citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Purcell principle, the court ruled October 5th that these and most other voting-related cases were now too close to the election. This court will neither impose nor countenance substantial alterations to existing laws and procedures during the pendency of an ongoing election, it said. The missing date decision could affect tens of thousands of Pennsylvania voters who mistakenly don't date or misdate their mail-in ballots. Under the Commonwealth's law, those ballots are not counted. The ACLU has also appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court using the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which forbids minor mistakes from disqualifying a voter, but it is unclear when or if the High Court would consider the appeal. In her dissent, Chief Justice Deborah Todd wrote that the case would be an appropriate use of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's King's Bench power, saying, "Whereas here, the issue concerns the fundamental right to vote, and where the consequences of inaction risk undermining the electoral process, I deem it imperative to act now." We have the decisions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I have to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison film critic and CityCast Madison's Rob Thomas and sharing his thoughts on the Joker sequel, the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Morning long. Now is the time when birds are migrating over the state of Wisconsin headed south, looking for warmer climate and a little bit better feeding area than what they'd have around here in the winter. Ryan Brady can tell you all about it. He's on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds. Now, that's a group here in Wisconsin designed to raise awareness about our songbirds. One thing he wants you to know, migration over Wisconsin isn't something you're normally going to see during the day, he explains.
They migrate at night because they use the stars for navigation. The air's a little bit calmer. There's fewer predators that might eat them. It also leaves them time during the day to forage and fuel up, things like that. So while we're sleeping, literally on good nights where the conditions are favorable, which we've had some lately, there are hundreds of millions of birds, from tiny songbirds all the way up to larger birds like maybe ducks, that are migrating over our heads, flying hundreds of miles in a night to get to where they're going. And so during September and October, those numbers really kind of peak for this nocturnal migration. And so BirdCast, and you can look that up online, it's this really cool tool that tries to predict when these events are going to occur based mostly on the time of year and the weather conditions.
Ryan Brady on the steering committee for Save Our Songbirds, trying to raise awareness not only about the migration, but another startling statistic that Ryan shared with me. Every year, 3 to 4 billion, that's billion with a B, birds die because they collide with buildings, all the glass buildings. And that, he says, is just in North America. If you'd like to follow the migratory patterns over Wisconsin and the United States, go to birdcast.info, birdcast.info. John Heinberg, up after the break.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy.
Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorceed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday morning. John Heimberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, kind enough to make us a part of his day. Don't forget their website, totalfarmmarketing.com, or call them 800-334-9779. All right, buddy. I was going to start with Hurricane Milton, but you say really as far as agriculture is concerned, that's not what's driving the headlines this morning. It's more international, huh?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we've been watching over the last couple of weeks here. The Chinese government has been pumping stimulus into the economy to help bolster that economy up. That's been one of the things that's kind of pushed the equity markets a little bit here, as well as gold, things of that nature. They just got back from their Golden Week holiday last week, and the market was anticipating more stimulus, and they basically said that we are not going to, and that's causing some ripples through the market this morning. You look at soybeans are already pushing nearly 20 cents down, you know. A lot of times when we worry about the Chinese economy, those markets such as soybeans, pork, you know, things of that nature in the agricultural side usually can show some of those impacts. And that's at least a good portion of maybe what's going on today. Adding to the fact crude oil's had such a run because of the Middle East conflicts that's been brewing here. Crude oil's backing off on that lack of Chinese stimulus also coming into the market. That's rolled into the soybean oil market, which, again, weighing heavy on the soybean market in general, as producers are going to wake up this morning and see, you know, beans under the 10-20 level here in November.
Right. And you said, to add insult to injury, rain's coming to Brazil?
And we've seen the forecast really improve. Yesterday, actually, some decent scattered rainfall coming across the radar. It's guiding the producers. They're starting to roll down there. They're still well behind. But, again, we know what planting delays do. I mean, just the technology we have. It doesn't take them long to get caught up. We're looking at 15-day models, again, looking at extreme, not extreme wetness, but comfortable wetness in terms of moisture coming in back in, which is going to help get that bean crop off the ground. You know, we're looking at nearly 170 million metric tons of soybeans coming out of Brazil. Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month. So if the weather forecasts improve, they'll continue to push the planters. It's an interesting, you know, here we want some moisture in the soil. Down there, they wait for the moisture before they push the planters forward. You know, we want things to dry out before producers start rolling in our area. So it's a different mentality just because of the extremeness of the weather and just how that country lays out in terms of its, you know, overall geography.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report, totalfarmmarketing.com. One item that always is interesting about South America, Brazil, Argentina, John, is their currency. Unlike farmers here, generally the farmers in South America have to pay cash for their inputs. What's their situation financially speaking that way?
You know, looking at the currency, and actually it's one thing that's been kind of a little bit of a limiting factor, is a strong move in the U.S. dollar the last couple of weeks. And that's actually been working at, you know, in favor of the Brazilian producer. Again, they sell things in dollars, buy things in their currency, you know, in the Brazilian real. So therefore, when we have a strong dollar, the dollar starts trending, they actually get paid better for their soybeans than they normally would, just because of the currency exchange. So right now, you know, Brazilian currency is still continues to be relatively soft, keeping those beans available to the rest of the world at a little bit of a reduced price, staying competitive with U.S. beans. That's why we're still seeing some good activity here. But at least this time frame, I'm a little more concerned about the move that we've seen in our dollar versus the global currencies. Some of that all tied to this Chinese stimulus and money moving into the market, using the dollar as a safe haven.
Got about a minute left, John. Have you seen anything as far as harvest progress or anything relative to these two hurricanes back-to-back that would impact or uplift our markets?
Well, harvest progress has continued to move along. The weather's been so good. The guys have just been pushing. Corn 30% done as of Sunday. Soybeans up to 47% done. So that's about 13% of the averages for soybeans there in terms of time frame. So we'll have to continue to watch that. That's also weighing on the market as these beans are hitting the marketplace. Obviously, the hurricanes, you know, we'll see how things get affected. Was a little bit of a push in the oil market because of the Gulf drilling. Obviously, the biggest concern probably there is going to be more about life and property and people and things along those lines.
Well, you said you've got folks that are on staff, and the orange crop, I guess, is something that could be looked at.
Yeah, that's always, you know, market popped on that yesterday just because, again, Florida, and obviously it's citrus production. Those will be things we'll have to watch going forward. And one of our colleagues actually lives in the Tampa area, you know, so it's very, very interesting lesson talking to her and how she's preparing for the storm, which sounds like it's going to hit pretty much right where she's going to be living.
Oh, wow. Well, thoughts and prayers with her. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time. And of course, as always, great information. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good week.
All right, John Heinberg joining us live this morning from his office in West Bend. Again, TotalFarmMarketing.com, their website. You want to talk to him directly, he welcomes your calls, 800-334-9779, 800-334-9779. Tomorrow morning, my friend Stephanie Hoff is going to be sitting in the big chair with all kinds of great news and information. As always, if you're looking for news and information when we're away from the radio, I suggest MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter right there. And as always, you can follow us on social media as well. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, or feel free, MidwestFarmReport.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Did biofuels pull American agriculture back from the brink? Find out today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Doug Bervin has a vested interest in biofuels. As VP of Corporate Affairs for POET, the world's largest biofuel producer. So, no surprise when he put this out during a session at the recent Climate Week, New York City.
If you look at the last 25, 30 years or so, even back into the late 80s, agriculture was dying because there was an oversupply of grain. Bankruptcies were going through the roof. Suicide rates in agriculture were going through the roof. Small towns were being boarded up. And that's because there was oversupply. Biofuels came along and balanced the grain markets and created a margin in agriculture.
Bervin defended agriculture's role as well with respect to addressing climate change. But he says if society wants agriculture to help mitigate climate issues, society needs to help pay for it.
A lot of these climate smart ag practices we talk about here, they either take time to implement, they cost money to implement, they may affect yields. There has to be a margin in agriculture for us to be able to meet our potential.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, which will include a presidential visit from Joe Biden. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The
Todd Alba Show.
Worldwide Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the